This episode of the O Those Toes podcast is brought to you by the letters O and F and the dollar sign. Hello again, followers, new listeners, and you, the one guy who really badly typoed Othello. We're glad you stayed. With you as always, on Top Toes.
And I am your co-host, Annie. You're listening to the O Those Toes podcast today. And with us, I have the pleasure of introducing the one and only Goddess Rhonda.
Well, hello.
She's known in the community as a traveling foot model. She's known for her beautiful pedicures, which until recently, I did not know that she hadn't repeated one in, like, I don't know, a year. And she's also known for her long toenails and the softest soles. Welcome to the show, babe.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Annie. Hi, Top Toes.
Hey, okay, hey. So what was my description accurate? Tell me what you'd like to add to that.
Well, a little bit accurate. Mostly accurate, I should say that. It's been like 5.5 years since I've repeated a manicure pedicure.
Shut up. Yes. It's been that long?
It has been that long, yes.
So I wanted to say that you are absolutely one of the OGs of this community, at least as far as Instagram that I'm aware of. You know, when I joined the Instagram foot fetish community it was 6-ish years ago, I think you already had 1 trillion followers. I mean, you...
Well, I had actually just started right about then, but I did take off really quick. I instantly, like, it was almost like instant star kind of thing. So yeah, I immediately, within months, had thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. We'll just say that. So
and I've been around just as long and just hit 60,000 for the first time with no page deletions. So, but
congratulations, by the way, that is amazing.
I'm not creating my own content for the most part, or at least not showing my own feet, which would probably get me down to 0 followers. But yeah, Goddess Rhonda has been around pretty much as long as I can remember. Been through it all. And
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is that most of us that get deleted, it's really hard to come back from it. Like the first like year or two, I hit the like 35K mark and then got deleted. And then I just couldn't get back from that. Like, I don't know, my second account was like 11 or 12, I can't remember. And then now it's been even harder. I don't even know. Like, it's just, Instagram is dead to me right now. So,
yeah. Well, I'm looking to try to put some stuff together in the future, hopefully. But yeah, I've had 3 pages deleted and I have 2 currently right now. My very last page that was deleted, it was over 80,000, but I had also deleted about 20. I had over 100,000 followers, you know, so.
You removed them? You deleted them? I did. See, I used to do that in the beginning too. I used to do like anyone that didn't have
a profile
that was just
picture.
A ghost. Yeah. Anyone
That's
that
why
was
I
a
did
ghost.
Because of the threats I was getting from somebody who told me that they had a bot program. And they had multiple bot programs following me, and each program ran through 32 profiles, and he was going to start reporting my page. And that's when one of my pages got shut down. So I went through my other page and started deleting everybody that didn't have a profile picture, because if you're on a bot program, you can't post one. So that was the first way for me to eliminate any bots that were following me.
Lately I've seen a few bots where the profile picture is a puppy, and I'm not sure why. This is a new bot, apparently. Puppy.
Apparently,
bot.
It's a new way to overcome that, you know, feature of a bot. So I guess.
Thankfully, Jesus. These are only the bots that are just spamming me to, you know, pay to have my stuff reposted, and I can pretty much ignore them. But I want to actually cycle back just a bit, because, you know, obviously we kind of started this conversation at Instagram, because as we call it, home base.
Yes.
But is that where you started in the foot fetish community, or do you come from something before that or experience?
Well, way before that. So honestly, I started in the fetish 25 years ago. So I started dating a man who was into the fetish, and we were together 5 years. And so on and off after that point, you know, I would date guys, but I would go into the chat rooms on Yahoo when internet first started and Yahoo first started. So that's really where I began way back when. Instagram is when I became an, you know, a foot fetish model.
Mm. Yeah. You were on Yahoo. I was on AIM. So we didn't quite cross paths, but you know, you're talking about the days mm-hmm. I've talked about in the old dirty low res days of the internet.
I wasn't in the Yahoo chat groups. I was in the AOL chat groups.
Yeah. AOL. And I like the Yahoo, man. The Yahoo is where it was. You know, like you could find any raunchy thing you wanted in the Yahoo chat groups, you know. It was amazing. Yes. So that's where I really started. It was you know, in the community 25 years ago. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but so, well, you know, I'm gonna kind of reserve some of the questions that I got from the followers toward the end, because I did throw out on my story today, you know, if anybody had any questions. And usually we get a few responses here and there, but I got a ton of them for you.
My fans love me.
The thing was that a lot of them were.
I love my fans too. Let me add that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think that's why you're so popular, because you're not this like stuck up, you know, shitty bitch. I mean, there's a lot of those around.
You think?
But yeah, no, I.
We just don't bring them on the show.
Yeah, you know, we just don't talk about them. No, but
they don't belong on your show.
A lot of the questions and things were more like requests. Like, let me tell you, you've got a lot of marriage propositions, a lot of propositions for marriage. A lot of proposals.
My future husband's out there, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. I do have the feeling, though, based on the demographics, your future husband is in the Middle East or Southeast Asia.
Asia, eh? That's new. No, not really.
Hey, you.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, a lot of them were like, I love you, goddess. I love you, queen. And, you know, scratch me with your nails. And, you know, it was like a lot of like sort of demands and requests. And I was just like, so those guys, I'm just going to reply and be like, email her for, you know, sessions.
Custom request, please send to Goddess Rhonda directly.
Right, exactly. So, so let's talk about, you know, sessions. You do sessions. Have you always done sessions?
I did not in the beginning when I started as the fetish model. I did not like, and technically I consider myself more a fetish model now versus just a foot model. So everyone evolves, I think. And, you know, it took me about, I'd say about 6 months after I started to actually do like my first worship session. I let somebody come suck my toes, you know, like.
How
and I was like, hammered, girl. I had to drink a bottle of wine. You know what I mean? I'm like, what am I doing?
You
know,
like, do you remember your very first session clearly?
Oh, I absolutely do. I remember the whole entire thing, and I remember him. And you know, yeah, absolutely.
It must have been okay for you to, because if it wasn't, you probably wouldn't have continued to do them then, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I enjoyed it. Like I said, when he was first, you know, coming over though, I literally drank a bottle of wine. I'm not playing with you.
Okay. I'd love for you to give a nickel's worth of free advice to our up and coming foot fetish model, fetish model SW, predicated on it's probably not safe to drink a bottle of wine before your first session.
No, it's not.
But knowing that you did and survived, what's your kind of safety tips? What's your advice on how to set up something like that so that you know, your fellow models can protect themselves if they're looking to do this for the first time? Because I know that's probably the biggest concern.
It is, and people are scared and they're nervous all at once. And so let me give you a couple tips. So first off, I always recommend that it be into a public place. Don't invite someone into your home for the first time or going into their home or going into a car. I mean, come on, they can take you anywhere, you know? So at least if you're in like a public hotel, like they, you know, it's kind of harder for them to kidnap you, I guess.
Right. No. But, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it, seriously, but when I first started meeting people, I had to meet them at a public place. And then when I felt comfortable, then we would continue back to, you know, the session area. So, you know, meeting at the Tim Hortons, which is my favorite coffee house up north. I love you, Tim Hortons. But meeting at the coffee shop. Oh,
I miss my Tims.
You know.
They took them out of this area, and I haven't been able to get back to Canada in so long. I do miss my Tim Hortons. Well, two guests brought up Timmy Ho's, and like,
you can actually order that online on Amazon. You can get it delivered right to your house now. But
it's not the same if you have to brew it yourself.
It's not. You're right. It's not. But they do use whole cream in their coffee, and that's one of the biggest differences. People don't even understand like the difference from half and half or regular cream, or you know, they use whole
like heavy cream.
Like heavy cream in their coffee.
Yeah, that's funny because I'm not lying at all. Like I just used that today in my coffee.
Did you?
Yeah.
And was it not amazing?
It's because I ran out of half and half. Usually I don't like the heavy whipping cream because the fat in my coffee like makes me feel weird after a little while. But it does taste.
It does.
Well, the funny thing is I drink my coffee black and I still prefer Tim Hortons, so it's not just the cream.
You just eliminated my theory, didn't you?
Well,
I know, right?
That's only one part of it.
It's only one part of it. It's one layer.
Yes.
It just adds perfect coffee layer plus perfect cream. Yeah.
Hey, but you know the black coffee drinkers are the ones that can really attest to whether coffee is good or not because
it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, my husband drinks it black too, and he'll go to a place where I'm like, coffee's fine. He's like, this fucking tastes like shit. You know?
Like, all right. I did only say it was fine. I didn't say it was delicious. You know? Right? Dang, I didn't know it was garbage though, dear.
Like, oh my god, sorry.
Right. But I do want to give a couple little tips, you know, while I'm talking about tips. But,
okay.
You know, first I can say that you have to be consistent in the game. That's the first thing. Don't come on here for 2 days and post pictures and then disappear for a month and post pictures for 2 days and wonder why you're not successful. You know, like.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent. Yeah. You have to be kind. You can't be the dominatrix to every single fan because not every single fan likes the dominatrix. You know what I mean? So if I could give a couple words of advice, those are it.
I feel like a lot of the newer people think that that's, you know, they're into fandom and stuff like that. And that's how they need to behave. But I'm like, even if you're into financial domination, I don't know that a lot of them, you know, want to be humiliated too. Like those are two separate things.
Exactly. So. You have to, you know, differentiate each of your, you know, fans, clients, whatever, how you want to call them and, you know, cater to each of their needs differently, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I think that I was so successful as well, because when people ask me, well, you know, what do you do? It's not about what I do. It's about, what do you like? What do you like? You know?
Right. Yeah. So you have to cater. Yeah, you cater to.
Yeah, I hear horror stories about guys who walk in and they want one thing and it's totally not going the way they want and they'll leave. You know what I mean? They'll just walk out and leave, you know? And so, you know, ask questions. What do you like? You know, what can I do for you? About your fantasy, not mine.
So on the subject of sessions and fetishes, what other... I know that you have a large following for a lot of other things besides your feet and your long nails, but what are some of the other fetishes that you're known for that people follow you for?
My ass, of course. I have this big, luscious booty, you know? So
big it spills over on the side with your line.
You know? You've seen that post where I had to circle that shit to point it out, right? So... Believe it or not, I have a lot of followers for my chin, Annie, because I have this, you know, what they call, you know, butt
the
chin.
Little butt chin, yeah.
You know, dimple, cleft in the chin, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's sexy on any person, on a man or a woman for sure.
Yeah, agree. And then, of course, I have these beautiful blue eyes that change color blue. So I have followers for that. I have followers for my thighs because I have these thick thighs. And I got these big luscious titties. So you know what I mean? Like, I just got it going on. So, you know.
I do love that about you. I mean, okay. So for those that don't know, right? I've had the pleasure of meeting my friend in person and hanging out and doing non-fetishy stuff. And I have to say that the goddess Rhonda that you see, you know, on Instagram or Twitter or wherever, is the same Rhonda that you get in person. Like, you're the same regardless of whether it's 2 followers or a 1 million followers. And I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love you too. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like we're all just human. And, you know, I don't ever feel like I'm better or bigger than anyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's just.
And you could be one of those that are like, I have X amount of followers. I don't need to be your friend, you know, but you're not. So, you know, that's why people gravitate towards you, because you're you. You're so cool. I can't even.
Thank you, Annie.
I'm fangirling about my friend.
All right. That gives me a chance to ask you a question, which is usually a back end of the episode question, but I know we're saving that for the fan questions. So let's talk about your kinks. What is your level of personal kink in the foot world? And then what are some of your kinks? Not necessarily what you cater to, but what goddess Rhonda likes.
Okay, top toes. Let me just tell you. I really do consider myself a freak. I've always considered myself a freak in every aspect. Huh?
I said best kind of people.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, for sure.
You know? So I'm pretty open to things, even if I, you know, like haven't tried it. But let me just talk about the feet for one. So my feet, to me, I've loved since the day I was born. And I've adored them and always seduced with them. So my feet like to feel loved, meaning any way that you can love them. I like it when they get cuddled. I like it when they get rubbed. I like it when they get sucked. That shit turns me the fuck on, you know? And of course, I do enjoy the foot job, not as much as the other things, but I do enjoy the foot job. And I fucking love to feel the cum on my toes. That's like one of my favorite things in a session, is to feel the cum on my toes and getting in between them and coming down to my soul. So that, I guess that's kind of like a cum fetish on my feet, right?
I'm the total opposite. I don't like sticky things in between my toes. It makes me feel weird. I know, right? I wish I could.
No, but see, I don't like things between my toes. I said, come, girl. There's a difference. I don't like to get my feet dirty. I don't like to walk in shit. I don't want to feel stuff on my feet and in my toes. Come is different. Creamy feeling. Like, it just, like, warms my toes up, you know?
I guess, you know what? I don't think I've had enough experience in that, because I've always said, you know, and Top Toes, we've said it on the show multiple times, and he's the same. You know, my husband doesn't like to finish with the foot job. He likes to finish other ways. So I don't always get to have cum in between my toes.
Gotcha.
So maybe I can.
Well, I mean, that's good for you too, girl. I mean, you know.
That really
we can
is,
talk
yeah.
about that in another segment, you know, like what gets any off?
No, we've had plenty of that here.
but
yeah, okay.
You can ask that question when she's on your podcast.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about that shit in person.
Right. I'm down.
Right? Come on the toe. Come on your feet. That's awesome.
But aspect, you know, really the worship part really turns me on. Like, you, for me, the worship of the toes and the soles is almost like getting head for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, it turns me on. That. So
Annie, what's my next question?
Top Toes is gonna ask you. He's gonna ask you if you've experienced a footgasm before.
Yes, I have.
Woo!
Yeah.
Annie, the count's getting really high. You're starting to slide into the minority.
I know. Yeah.
Really?
I know. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, not to get too much into it, but I prefer you to suck my toes than to suck my clit. Just saying.
Wow. Okay.
So now you know that.
I'm an oral girl. Like, I could never, you know, be with a man that's not gonna just
fucking, oh, I like oral.
Eat that shit up, right? But
I like husband, oral.
My husband, like, that man fucking lives down there. Like, that, like, yeah. There's no, yeah.
See, I'm a penetration girl. I like to be penetrated. So, and I think it, the very first time that I literally, you know, with the guy that I was in a relationship for, with the foot guy, he finally fucking sucked my toes while he was, you know, deep inside me. And to this day, it's still like my favorite way to finish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'll agree, I agree with that.
My fucking toes shoved in your mouth. Okay.
Yeah. I love to come with while my, like, in between, especially in between my pinky toe. Like, in between that toe right there, as I'm coming and he's licking right there.
Oh my God. It's just like heaven. The best, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's heaven. It's like the fucking, it's the finishing move, period. It's like, you want to get me there? Here. You want to be done for the night? Do this. You know? Otherwise, we can go all night. I don't care. You know?
Top toes has a reputation for making the girls come with their, by sucking their toes. So
really,
yeah. He's
really, wow. Yeah. Where are you located at? I might be coming to your town soon. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm located not terribly far out of the greatest city in the world, so I imagine at some point you're going to be up there.
I think you were just there, actually, in New York, not too long ago.
Oh, yes, and I'll be back October 28th to the 31st. Yep.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and then we come back. We're going to continue with Goddess Rhonda.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. So we left off with Goddess Rhonda liking cum in between the toes.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right? Who doesn't? You know?
And, what other places do you like cum at?
Well, should I go right to one place?
You know, tell you thinking, all the places, because thinking back, I'm so glad that we completely forgot to remind you that this has an explicit tag and you can say anything you want, because there's been in one sentence you said the word fuck 7 times and I think cum 12.
Well, fuck is my favorite word and cum is my favorite thing, so
can you imagine? We'd be like, she'd be like, beep beep beep, like, beep beep beep, you beep beep.
They'd be like, why did you bring this person on here? Because the whole podcast is nothing but a beep beep show, you know?
No, thankfully, this is the podcast for pirate sailor truckers.
Awesome. Yes. I'm a mixture.
Yes.
I really think that my mom, you know, cheated on my dad with like 5 guys or something to get me. I'm all those wrapped up into one, okay?
Your poor mom. Your dad's really a pastor. And you're like, it's all you, babe. It's
you know, you. No, listen. Now, my siblings all look like my daddy. The brown hair, brown skin, and I got the blonde hair, blue eyes like my mama. So we can never tell this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's right. That's right. We did talk about that the last time you were here. Yeah.
I derailed us, so I get to bring us back. What other fucked up shit you into?
So back to my fetish shit. So what I really, really love is hair. Honestly, believe it or not, I love the way it feels on my soles, the way it feels on my palms and all over my body. Whether it's long hair, short hair, shaved head, like the little stubbles, just hair. I love it.
Like
specifically head hair, body hair.
No, everywhere pubes. Hair.
So everywhere you like hair.
Lack of pubes.
It could be on your back. It could be on your chest. It could be on your face. It could be on your head. It could be on your balls. Yes, it could be on your fucking balls.
All right. If you're a gorilla...
I didn't say a gorilla. I did not say that.
Well, you did say hair everywhere. So, you know,
I said it could be
It could be.
Chest. Oh, could correct. Be. It doesn't have to be.
It everything. Could be. Right. It doesn't have to be. I'm that's not excluding hard, those though, guys dude. Who have the hair on their chest or back. I mean, come on now. That's just extra places for me to rub my soles. Why wouldn't they like that?
So it must be harder nowadays because I feel like all men shave now.
Like, well, then you get the little stubbles. So let me just say,
okay.
Them little stubbles still give you that tingling sensation. So tonight, you know, when
tactile person for sure.
Yes, it's all tactile. Yeah.
All right, so when you go home tonight, Annie, I want you to rub, you know, them little whiskers a little bit, not to where you're touching it and pushing it, just to where it's barely touching your hands and your soles, and tell me that shit don't feel good.
Okay, all right.
It reminds me of one of my favorites. Now, it's one of my favorites as a top, but sensation play. You know, I don't necessarily want to paddle somebody all day. That's kind of boring. But, you know, when you change it up and it's this silky feeling and this rough feeling and, you know,
absolutely. I love that.
Followed by very coconut sensual. Rope.
Mm. You know, a little you're turning me on, tacos.
All right. So,
yes,
that's what we do here in this
that's
show.
That's what we do. I mean, at the end of the show, we thank everybody for masturbating to our voices right now. We've never thanked a guest, but, you know, that's cool too.
Yeah, so I like that sensual play. I absolutely do, you know. So, you know, I even like to be sensually tickled. You know, I don't enjoy tickle torture unless someone's doing it right, but I do love to be sensually tickled, yes.
Okay, and tickled everywhere or just on the feet?
Oh, everywhere.
Or mostly on the feet, everywhere.
I'm ticklish everywhere. Like, absolutely everywhere. You can probably find a spot on me that you can tickle, yeah.
Earlobe?
Yes.
Earlobe, behind the ears. Mm-hmm. And the
left. Especially yeah. If you're using your tongue, top toes. I'm just saying, that tongue does so much more than your fingers, you know? Yeah.
Okay, which of my girls have you been talking to?
All right, tickling. What else? I mean, do we need anything else? Jesus.
Well, I do have a fetish for man lines. So
for what?
Man lines, you know, those lines that lead down to your junk in the trunk down there.
Oh, man okay. Lines. Like are you talking about the happy trail or are you
yes,
talking about
the
like
V, that V. Man
okay.
Line. You know?
Okay, got
and it.
It
doesn't even have to be a V, you know, because it doesn't have to be all muscular, just the man line area, like that little spot where on the inner hip, you know, like goes down. It's
oh, that's you know, that's a for like I think people forget about that area in
men. Oh. It's so that's sensual,
a,
too, on them.
It's a very, very sensitive area.
It yeah. is. Say, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, you get, like, I mean.
I like kissing it. I like to tongue that shit.
To some degree, that's an under-touched spot. And
oh, it's my number one touch spot when I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. No, my husband is so sensitive. I can barely get around that area. Like, it's yeah. just so ticklish and sensitive. Yeah.
Well, but he's I do got agree some with like man one. Lines too, girl. Like they're defined shit.
He does, yeah.
He's got man troughs.
There you go.
Yeah, he is a sexy bitch.
Yes, yeah. He is. She's got that trophy man at home, y'all.
And yeah. He's so good too. Like it's not just on the outside. Like he's just mm-hmm. such a good boy.
He's such a nice guy. You lucky bitch. You lucky bitch.
No, I know I am. And then he's the one getting all the messages, right? He's like, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. I'm like, you guys.
He is so lucky because you are beautiful. Trust me. And you got gorgeous, sexy feet. Please. He's lucky to have you. So let's say that.
One of his questions was, because he put in a question too. And one of them was, when are you coming back?
Well, I told you I will be back there in just a couple weeks, so we have to plan the day.
So I told him, I said, oh, we don't have to ask her that. I know. She'll be back in September. She'll be back in September, so.
Yeah, and I can't wait to put my feet on his arms and chest.
Well, he's got those new cameras.
Mm-hmm.
He's got these, like, new cameras with some expensive lenses and all that, so he's been, like, dying to have, like, someone other than me to shoot.
So and he's going to be able to shoot the divas because, you know, I'm bringing them with me.
So that brings me back into one of the questions that I had for you, which is, you know, the traveling collab that you've been doing, like, it's super exciting. You guys are doing all kinds of shit. Like, talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it is super exciting.
Start with, who are the divas? Who's in your traveling sexy circus?
Okay, so obviously there's me, so Goddess Rhonda, and then there is Phoenix Stacy, and it's Phoenix underscore Stacy on Twitter, and then there is Heavenly Deep Arches, and then there is Goddess Marcy. So there's four of us in the Diva Tour.
And we'll get all those on the show links page.
Yeah, we'll link them to the page.
Yeah, I'll send you their links if you'd like, no problem.
Absolutely.
So basically, it kind of started because of drama, Top Toes. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, you say funny. Drama and you have to throw my name in there. Well, I try so hard to stay drama.
We all free. Know, like, he stays
I thought
away,
I was
like...
the Switzerland of the foot community.
But really, that's my point. So that's why I'm telling you.
Anyone
started
drama.
With drama. But it started with drama over certain issues that people had with how people made their money in the community. And I'm not going to get into what the issues are, because that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother segment. But I had the same issues that a couple other people were having. And I had those issues, part of the drama in my life a year and a half ago, and went through all that. And I was like, oh my God. So now I got to meet them. And it was Phoenix Stacy and Goddess Marcy. And I'd already been friends with Heavenly Deep Arches, and I'm like, I got to meet them. So I started with the video chat, and we put this whole tour together. I flew out to Austin to meet Stacy, and we put this whole tour together. That's how it happened. Crazy, right?
Yeah, but because you guys are touring, like, I mean, it's so awesome. Like, I can feel, like, the jealous eyes all over you guys, because you seem so united. Like, there is no drama, right?
Right.
And you guys are, like, matching outfits and matching
I just love the fact that you said, and you guys are touring, like they're Cirque du Soleil or Van Halen.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, they're like celebrity touring. Like, I mean,
we are, and it's a big hubbub in the community. And, you know, of course, other, you know, jealous people and haters out there don't like it and try to cause drama, but we don't allow that to come between us, you know. So it's a great group of friends, and we get closer and closer every day, and that's the truth. And the fact of the matter is hello, that, you know, we're all humans and we're all adults. So even if we have something, you know, someone has a bad day, it's overlooked or it's talked about and forgot about. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, you can address it and move on.
Exactly.
Without it being drama. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, so if you picked up my damn blunt and didn't ask me any, I might be a bitch. You'd be like, bitch, you didn't pick up my blunt. You're like, what the fuck? Who are you being right now? Like,
yeah.
Even though I would share, it's not the point. I'm just using that as a stupid example. And then right. I would be like, all right, you want to hit it? Then just ask me next time. You know what I mean? And move on.
You know? Like, yeah. No, all right. I love that.
So the Magical Mystery Tour arrives in a city.
Yes.
What's on the agenda? A local photographer to
oh yeah, absolutely. There's so
singular
much
sessions,
cities. Yes.
Something like
so we
a
have
foot
some
party
exciting
where multiple men
yes,
can
all of that.
Hang with all of you.
So all of that. We've done it all. We have put together private parties. We have I've put together sponsors in different cities to where we have private parties. We have, you know, fans who book sessions so they can get individual times. You can book group sessions, you can book 1, 2, 3, or 4 of us together. We've created a lot of great content when we've been on the road, met photographers. Some of us meet with some, all of us meet with some, you know, it's we each do our individual thing and we do group things. So that's what makes it great, is we try to do that everywhere. You know, it's not just about the group, it's about each of us and then the group as
so
well.
you can have your own agenda and then like meet back for, you know, that
correct.
Group thing or whatever thing you're doing.
Yep. So we stay in the same place. So we book Airbnb. So we're all staying in the same place. So we still have our own agenda and then we're still in the same house. So at the end of the night, we have our group stuff and we do group things or what have you. So, you know,
so much, that sounds like so much fun.
It is. It is. Which brings me to something else. If you'd like to hear some exciting news, that I haven't really told to everybody, but I'll tell you. Because you're my dearest friend. I just rented a place in Kissimmee, Florida, and I have two roommates as foot models, which is Goddess Marcy and Heavenly Deep Arches. So now we actually rent a space together.
Oh my God, you guys are actually roommates now.
Yes, we are actually roommates now. Stacy lives with her man, unfortunately. No, I'm just... But what we did do is we got a 4-bedroom place and we left the master bedroom suite en suite empty. And we're going to set that up to where foot models can come through town to collab, to work, to do different things. Photographers can come through, and it's a fetish friendly place that you can work out of, you know?
So all of a sudden it's 1994 and this is MTV's The Real Foot World.
Yes, exactly. So what I would like to do, I am trying to, you know, get it together to where we have some cameras set up in some of our common places and record us even when we're on tour, because like we say the funniest shit and the shit that fucking happens with us. I mean, people would just die. It would be a bestseller, you know, and I want to try to do that. So.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be an amazing reality TV.
Yeah, are you gonna do it like the old cam houses, like the college dorm cam houses that are live 24/7? Or are you talking about just recording both for later?
No, both. I want to have live feed going 24/7, and I want some different recordings on and off for different areas. So you can get those.
See, Goddess Rhonda's really open like that. Like she, that's what I'm saying. When I say what you get online is what you get in real life. Like that's, there's nothing different there.
Absolutely. Like, I'm very, very, I mean what I say, what I mean. I don't try to beat around the bush. I'm very, very transparent, I guess is what you say.
Yeah. But like me, for example, like there's a bit of anonymity there, you know, and, and a lot of people are like that, but you're pretty open. So I think a reality, like having cameras all over the place would be fine. You'd be like, yeah, whatever, no big deal. So
yeah, absolutely.
It would totally work.
Yeah. And you set them up some places, not every place, just so if the roommates are not necessarily on the same page, they avoid certain spots.
Well, no, they're already on the same page. So,
If the roommates are as freaky as you are, then you know, install the toilet camera or whatever.
Are they?
Well, I'm gonna say yes on a lot of levels. I mean, you know, I think that like I have a lot of things in common with one, and then I have a lot of different things in common with the other. But the freakiness, I think that we all have a lot of freakiness in common. So it's the truth.
And I love that you guys left the master suite open and weren't like, oh, I deserve it because I'm whatever, or I'll pay more and I'll take it. And like, that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose of a 4-bedroom house. So that way, and it's on the bottom floor. So you know what I'm saying? Like our top floor is our private space that nobody ever comes to.
Oh, yeah. So your bedrooms are upstairs. Nobody ever goes up there. That's your
space. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I misunderstood that in the way it was worded. Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you started doing sessions, did you have a day job?
Like I did.
So how
I actually had a day career, I should say. I had a career.
I do know. Yeah.
And this career is past tense now. So you are
it is
100% professional sex worker.
Absolutely.
Tax-paying sex worker. Everything that we try to say is, you know, the 100% legitimacy of sex work is work.
Correct.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So how, you know, going back to what's been going on all this last week or whatever, how was the OnlyFans fiasco going to affect you? Because I remember, I don't even know how long ago, COVID, right? Like you have no concept of time, but I remember at some point you told me that you were removing all of your FJ content from OnlyFans. This is way before any of this.
Correct.
So had you already removed all of it?
Yep, it's all gone.
So where can we find your content now? Like where did you move to?
So basically I started at AVN. I have not actually uploaded anything yet. I just created it. I've just been so busy with everything going on, and you know, with my personal life, and the loss of my family. So, you know, things got put on hold because that's actually when it happened. When I removed everything, you know, then I had a loss in my family, and you know what I mean? So I had to deal with some things there. And so that was kind of on hold, but I'm looking for an amazing webmaster to build a couple sites for me. So I don't want to go to somebody else's site anymore. I have a website that my webmaster sucks. So I don't want to have 20% going OnlyFans anymore. And I don't want to have 20% going here or 40% going here. I'm going to direct fans right to my site because I already have my brand built. I already have my fans. And all I have to do is send them a link.
The biggest problem you're going to have, being an amateur web guy myself, is the problem that OnlyFans had, and well, their $1 billion valuation allowed them to circumvent that, but there are very few credit card companies that will handle the billing portion for an adult site, and the ones that do... just as we discussed last week on the program, the ones that do charge pretty exorbitant rates.
Correct. And that's what I have through right now. But I also, you know, that's why I need to talk to some people. I don't want to put too much out there right now, but I want to talk to some people to see, because I've done a lot of research and I think there's some things that we can do. So,
definitely you want to stay away from having to put it on somebody else's site and having to pay them and stuff like that.
Correct.
Yeah. And since you can't use a common shopping cart app any more than you can use a common credit card processing company, you absolutely need to somebody who really has their chops in web design. Or actually, it's not the design portion. It's the code.
That they're knowledgeable.
Yeah. It's the webmaster portion. It's about maintaining it.
You need somebody who's got the time to dedicate to handling the constantly changing, or build you an actual custom uploader so that you have a almost Facebook like front end for you to upload things to.
I have a website and it's through an adult entertainment industry, and all of a sudden I couldn't upload videos anymore. And my webmaster didn't fix the problem. He wanted to try to tell me it was what I was using. I went, got new computers. I got new this, new that. It still wasn't working.
Yeah.
I quit giving him my business. So I need somebody who's going to, you know, respect my money. First off, if I'm telling you something's not working, work with me to fix that issue. Don't tell me it's just my issue. You know what I'm saying? But there's certain things that those adult entertainment sites don't do for you. And that's one of the aspects that I found, you know, that it's all about everybody and not you. You know what I mean? So I want my own site, and, you know,
and then I want to pay a webmaster. Somebody who's got the talent to.
I'd rather pay that to a webmaster than to OnlyFans. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather pay 20% to somebody who's going to maintain that site and take care of it the way I want it taken care of and make the changes I want made when I need them made, and you can redesign it because I'm a creative person and I thought of something new tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
That isn't a whole lot of talent out there at that level who's friendly to our industry.
I know.
And the few that are out there working for AVN, OnlyFans, and whatever. But once you've got a brand name ahead of you, they're always taking their cut and they're only concerned for them, not you, in the long run.
Right.
So
yeah, but you've just opened up a market for.
We have, and I hate to you know put the call for it on the air, because it's, you never know who's going to answer the call. But I think in some way you got to put the call out there, because there have to be people at that level of talent who are also likely to be listening to our show.
Agreed. I agree.
There's got to be that crossover.
Which is part of one of my ideas. And I have so many ideas, and I basically would like to have a partner with some of my ideas, not just for my own website, but for another site. You know what I'm saying? I want to build. So I just think that we as sex workers need better places to go. And that's what I'm looking to do.
Yeah. We as the sex worker community will always need better, safer, more respectful.
So there's an episode on so we're friends with someone who hosts a podcast, a sex worker, Sia. Her podcast is Stripped by Sia. And I could swear that in one of her episodes, she advertised a place for all sex workers to go and find like kind of what service they need.
Gotcha. So
I'm going to, you know, do some research. I'm going to check with her and try to remember exactly what it was that I heard. And then maybe we'll link it here, because it was, I remember thinking, what a great idea. Like, what a great resource for sex workers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking to that. The only issue with her is I think most of her stuff is in Canada. So it's harder to, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, a web developer in Canada is still in this, you know, on the same continent and available by the same phone and
uses
the same internet.
Yeah, that is true.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, they just have a nicer accent.
Yeah, right? And they say A a lot. A? A?
That we do, eh?
Yeah.
All right. So, it has come to that magical moment where we have an episode's worth of stuff and haven't covered half what we're going to. So we're going to take a break on our side. On your side, the listener, you're going to have to pick it up in another week, because we're not cutting this conversation with Goddess Rhonda short. We're going to go for another hour, and you're just going to have to catch up again. Well, gives you a reason to tune back in 1 week's time.
So next episode, we are going to discuss, we're going to have a Q&A. We're going to answer all the weird questions we got in for Rhonda. And we are going to ask Goddess Rhonda about a little bit about her sessioning. So the weirdest, strangest, most unique request. And that should definitely leave for some interesting stuff. But for
that and whatever else we get into, because
right?
I mean
I don't even think we finished on her fetishes. I'm not
entirely. No, we didn't.
No, so we might have some more of that.
Tune in next week as we talk about all of the things that get Goddess Rhonda off.
And for those of you who were masturbating to our voices this whole time and didn't get off in the first segment, well, now you got to hold it for a week.
They're going to replay the episode.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.